Do you recall any accidents, either in the powerhouse or outside in the switchyard or whatever?
I only recall nothing that I saw myself, and actually nothing while I was actually working in there, but I do know that there was a couple of accidents, an Alf Farah, which was in the switchyard itself, and I didn't see very, very many accidents at all, although strangely enough, the second week I started my apprenticeship, I was sent out with the gang to the substation at the Belconnen Naval Station. And a fortnight before, one of the fitters, a Mr. Mellish, had been electrocuted in that substation. This Mr. Mellish, I don't remember his first name because, as I say, I wasn't even working. It was about a fortnight before. But his son, Jack Mellish, was the teacher at Tech College that took us through the 5 years of our apprenticeship. That was his son. But apparently they told me that they had finished the work for the day. We were always dropped out by truck. There was no vehicle given and you were sent out. You were dropped out by somebody from the workshop. And they all went down to the side of the road to wait for the truck to pick them up at 4:30, 20 to 5 or something like this. And when the truck pulled up there, they had noticed that Mr. Mellish wasn't with them, and they went back. And he was strung across the 5,500 volts or something like this that was in the substation. Just an accident that occurred, but it was a pretty sobering experience to a young apprentice that was just starting to hear that.
So he was still there in contact with the live
Everybody had come out of the substation where they were working except Jack, and they hadn't noticed that he hadn't come down yet, I suppose last out used to lock up or this, that, and the other sort of business. And he must have done something wrong and was electrocuted in there.